You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, so people write into us all the time with problems. This isn't a problem. It's more of a funny story from listener Lori. When we were talking about daylight saving time and how, you know, the Senate has passed this bill to kind of create permanent daylight saving time. So she wrote in, and this is a really long letter, so I'm going to try to condense it down. She apparently got into an argument with her husband over daylight saving time because he had mentioned that he would be delighted if they kept the extended time because he likes it being light longer.
Yeah.
And so Lori, being the one, being a spouse like we all do, kind of gave him a look, and she was like, dude, you retired from your job. It shouldn't matter to you at all the actual time on the clock, but like, because you can stay up later if you want, you can sleep in later if you want.
Oh,
you can
get
up
early if you want. Yeah, who cares?
She's like, what difference does it make? And she says they went round and round over this. She goes, she kept trying to get her point across, and he was like, no, it's still important. And I was laughing, and she was laughing too, but I was laughing. I was like, she makes an excellent point. If you're not on a schedule, let's say at work, school, whatever else might cause you to have a schedule in your life,
and we got to go to bed.
The changing of the clocks should not matter at all. Like, it doesn't matter to the birds and the deer and, you know.
I guess if this guy just wants to go out and start grilling at essentially 7:30 at night, now he's got light to do it.
Yes, but he can grill anytime he wants.
Right, but if he's not hungry until 7:30 at night and he's like, man, I'm glad it's light out, I can throw a steak on, then he can do it.
I saw Lori's point and I left. I wrote back to her and I said, you think that's good? I said, Gretchen and I had probably a 20-minute argument over, and Jeremy, you will roll your eyes at this.
What's going on?
Because something came up over wondering, what was it in human evolution that caused our brains to expand and get larger? Because anthropologists and scientists say that there was a time, and it was like 800,000 years ago or something, where suddenly, after millions of years of evolution, suddenly, almost like in terms of evolution overnight, the human brain just really got bigger. And that's what made us what we are today. That's why we're able to do a radio show and people can drive a car. And so it's because our brains got bigger. And there had to be some factor to it. So I threw out what I was pretty sure, you know, scientists had said, well, Gretchen has an anthropology degree. That's what she got her degree in college. She has definite opinions about it. And she fired back. And we started arguing about it. And
like
finally,
an actual fight.
Well, no, because we don't ever fight. But it was an argument. And it got a little heated, but not real heated, to the point that I was like, this is ridiculous. We are arguing
over brain size.
Over the when human brains got bigger and like what happened to cause that. Couples get into ridiculous arguments over the dumbest things.
Yeah, that's funny.
And I want to thank Lori for bringing it to our attention. We want to open up phones this morning and let you have some, because you know how we are with phone calls on Fridays especially. We like to fill every line, have a few laughs with our listeners. Your segment this morning is, what ridiculous argument?
Yeah, that's kind of silly.
Silly. It's got to be silly.
We're not, you know, like, you're not fighting over custody issues, something like that.
No.
You're fighting over brain
ridiculous
size.
Silly arguments. What have you been in recently with your partner?
Francesca wrote in on our Facebook. She says, my hubby and I fight over whether vegetables last longer in the crisper drawer or in the up on the shelf. She says, I'm a drawer girl and he's a shelf guy. I'm constantly taking the vegetables off the shelf and putting them in the drawer. He takes them out of the drawer and puts them on the shelf.
Easier to reach.
She ends by saying, major arguments have happened because of the vegetable movement. And that is Francesca.
I have a question about that, too. And I know we got people holding on the phone. People don't hang up, but we must deal with this vegetable thing first. What difference does it make, really, if it's in a drawer or not?
I think it has something to do with the airflow, right?
Supposedly, but the door is close to the refrigerator, though.
I don't know. I'm a shelf guy.
There's not a breeze blowing through the fridge that I'm aware of.
Well, there is coming out of the vents when it blows the cold air out, so you're not getting direct blowing, essentially, when it's in the drawer. Because you can adjust the level, right? It's got the little adjuster thing on the
drawer. Was Francesca on board with putting it in the drawer?
She's the, she said, I'm a drawer girl and he's a shelf guy. In the constant battle of her taking it off the shelf and putting it in the drawer, and he opens the door and takes it out of the drawer and puts it on the shelf.
That kind of made my morning right there. Tyler, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
It's awesome to be on.
Well, it's awesome to have you.
We love having you on. So what was the silly argument over?
This is so cool. I've never been on the radio before. So my wife has actually been recovering from surgery this week, and I've been working to take care of our little two-year-old, who might chime in the background here. I needed to go out to get him some milk yesterday, and Walgreens was the closest to us, and all they had was 2%. And so I brought 2% milk home, and then we suddenly had the argument of whether or not 2% or whole milk is better.
Whole milk's better. This is so funny. My wife and I just had this conversation the other day, because we're a 1% family, but for some reason her friends are pushing her to become a whole milk family, because they say whole milk is essentially the best.
I tried to ask her, like, what's the difference and why is it better, and all she said was because it is.
It's a great argument.
And how do you combat that, right? Yeah. You can't fight back with
it. Just is better.
It just is.
It's a processing thing, Tyler.
I was always better. The thing is, I don't know. I'm ignorant about what milk is. I'm not a big milk drinker anyway. I used to only use it for cereal, but I used to get 2% because I thought it would be healthier than whole milk, but a little bit more flavorful than 1%.
Right. They always say whole milk makes you fat, right? Essentially.
That's what they say.
I mean,
how much of a difference is there? Like, how much is in whole milk versus 1% and 2%? Is whole milk 3%?
Maybe.
4%?
It's definitely thicker. It's a thicker milk.
Tyler, do you know what percentage whole milk is?
I have no idea. I don't know what percent of what we're talking about.
And here we are, all of us, going along about our day, just blindly pulling out the 1%,
nobody
the
knows.
2%, or the whole, and nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
That's crazy.
Well, needless to say, the 2% milk is in the fridge, though.
Well, you already bought it. What are you going to do?
You can't return milk. Who returns milk?
She wasn't going to make you take it back, was she?
Who would walk into Walgreens and say, I need to return this milk?
Yeah, I need to add a percent.
Well, I hope your wife gets better, bud.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
See you later.
We appreciate you being on the show. Thank you for listening. Here comes Cassidy. Cassidy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what was the silly argument over?
So we just recently got a new little kitten, and we are arguing between the name of Rocky.
Cassidy,
your phone is so bad.
Hey, Josh, can we get Cassidy in a good spot so we can...
get her to wrap some foil around her phone or something.
Yeah, see if we can. I want to get her in a good spot. Stephanie, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, girl.
Silly argument was over what?
Okay, so I didn't have an argument with anybody because I don't have a significant other, but I do actually, funny enough, have answers to all of the other arguments. That
there you go. All right.
What are your thoughts on the milk?
You can be the expert.
First of all, about the milk, I believe that whole milk is around 4%. And the reason for children under 2, typically between 1 and 2, you're supposed to do whole milk just because it has a higher fat content for brain development.
Okay.
There you go.
But after 2, you can usually do 2% without it being too much of an issue.
All right.
Okay.
Or there even we are. Lower fat milk. Which actually kind of goes to the brain discussion that you guys had earlier, which is why I was calling. So when they kind of believe that whenever fire was discovered and basically like Neanderthals were able to start kind of cooking their food and killing a lot of like bacteria and just improving their food quality, that it actually...
Okay, now I'm going to stop you right there. I got to stop you right there. First
fire,
of all, Neanderthals are a completely different line than us, so that's a different species.
Yeah, okay.
But I will tell you. but hold on a second, because I'm going to tell you that was my argument, was the whole cooking food, that there are experts who say that. However, Gretch was not happy with that answer. And because in her anthropology classes, they taught something completely different. And that's why we went round and round on it. So I'm just, look, we got to run, but I just wanted, I know, but yeah, but she will have like five other books. That's the problem with those things.
Somebody else is going to say something else.
Yes, there are more studies done on both sides. So you can't say, well, I've got a study, because the other person will say, well, I got a study too.
And if I recall, the brain actually started shrinking about 15 to 20% about 100,000 years ago when we started eating grains. Do some research on when we started eating grain. Our brain started shrinking.
Stephanie, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Did we get Cassidy in a good spot? Hi, Cassidy.
Hi, can you hear me better?
Oh, so much better.
So much better. Okay, so what's the argument over?
We recently got a new kitten, and we are arguing between the name of Rocky or Velcro.
Velcro. Velcro all day long.
Velcro by far.
Done.
Easy.
Whose choice is that? Yours?
Well, I was going for Rocky. Nope. He was going for Velcro.
We got to go Velcro.
Velcro. 3-1.
All there you go.
That settled our argument.
Done.
That's why we're here.
The cat's running up your curtains right now.
Yep.
Cassidy, I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
That was
okay?
An easy one.
You too.
See you later, Cassidy.
Yeah, we took care of that one. Yeah. No problem. Velcro. Here's a great one that we'll wrap up with. This really made me laugh. This is from Nina. She goes, we just had this fight last night. Turning the radio off before you shut off the car or leaving it on. Nina says, I hate starting the car and have the radio blaring, but he always leaves it on and turned up, and it scares the hell out of me every time.
That's my
vote. We spent 30 minutes fighting about it.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
And I'm on Nina's side. I always shut it off before I shut off the car.
And I don't. I leave it on. Leave it on and...
Because I'm like her. I don't like that you turn it on and there's always like about a 1 second delay, right? So you turn the car on and then all of a sudden about a second or 2 seconds later, boom.
Def Leppard.
Well, first of all, dude, if you're listening to Def Leppard, we really need to talk. My God. Def Leppard.